7th Perek Mishnah Beis. Eilo Eich Lemen HaTeiro. If the halacha like this, a person who's working in certain situations, harvesting crops and the like, he's entitled to eat from the food that he's picking. So now the Mishnah is going to tell us which, in what situations does he have this right from the Torah. Oisim b'chulo kaka, if he's working in something that is still growing and he's picking them, v'shask ma'malachem, when they're being finished off, in other words, when they ripen, the time to pick them, then that is the time he's entitled to eat. Or b'talshim b'kaka, was something that was already picked, atshalonik ma'malachem, till it wasn't fully processed, because once it's fully processed, it's chayv ma'isris, and then you're not allowed to eat it. So once again, something was still connected to the ground, and now it's ready to be picked, or something that was picked already, it wasn't fully processed. Anybody working in those situations is entitled to eat. The davish gedulim in the arts, it has to be something that's growing from the land. Eilu shein ochlim, who cannot eat it, oizim b'chuv l'kagatcha ein gemar melocha. If a person's working, not by the gemar melocha, he's weeding, so he's not entitled to eat the if there happens to be certain ripe things around him, he can't do that. But with Talish Mirakakim, after Shinu Gimulakta, or something that was already picked, after it was already fully processed, and Schaiv and Maestris, also, he can't eat them. But Talish Mirakakim, if he's working with something which, like milking a cow, or shechting animals, he's not allowed to eat from the milk or the meat, because it's the only things that are growing from the ground.